Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for each life path number for the month of April 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like your own personal reading, please book some time with me where we'll look at your own personal numerology in your year ahead or whatever you want to look at or any questions you may have. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 8. So April is bringing forth the 2 cycle as well as the energy of flamingo. So let's talk about flamingo first. So this of course correlates very beautifully with the 2 energy because there's something here about balance. When we think about flamingos, we often see them standing on one leg and quite sturdily, right? And so there's something here about getting into balance. So if there's some area of your life where you feel misaligned, this can be a time where you need to focus your energy on that and get it into alignment, right? Or start that process. There's also this energy of taking the first step. Like if there's something that you've been thinking about doing but have been, you know, unsure about or afraid of taking that risk, flamingo coming through says this is a time to, you know, be seen, be experienced, and take the first step. So you have to show up for obviously whatever it is that you're trying to achieve or to do. You might have to be the one to take that first step, right? So if it comes to like a relationship, you might have to be the bigger person in that connection and take the first step towards that connection or healing that connection or whatever may need to occur. Because again, you're working with 2 energy. So there's definitely this theme of relationships, like relating to others, coming together, also like an equal exchange of energy. So this is a great month to sort of check in with yourself and make sure that your connections, your relationships are balanced, right? That there's an equal exchange of energy, that there's not too much give, too much take on either side, because that can create, you know, eventual separation. So you want to make sure that everything's sort of balanced out, especially within your connections. I do think that, you know, connectivity is really going to be sort of highlighted this month for you all. So relationships. So you could also meet people this month that are going to be sort of very pivotal in your life. So new friends, pets, partners, colleagues, any, you know, the full spectrum of relating. Also, collaborations could come in really, really strong this month. So if you were thinking about collaborating with someone or sharing ideas, brainstorming, that sort of thing, this is such a great month to do that. But ultimately, with flamingo coming through, you know, we think about flamingo, this is a very bright bird. This is a very like, you know, you're going to see this bird. It's got a presence. So there's definitely something here about you, you know, showing up and really shining this month, especially in areas where you might have been afraid to shine previously or show up previously, again, because of like lack of confidence or afraid to take that risk or whatever the case may be. This is going to be a month that kind of pushes you to do that, to stand up and to stand out and to take the first step in that process. Now for the 2 energy, for this month, again, this can bring about some kind of turning point. You could find yourself at a crossroads this month, whether it be in career, creative projects, relationships, whatever the case may be. You might find yourself sort of at the end of the road, so to speak, and you have to decide which way to go next. And so it's going to require you to make decisions, right? Be very honest with yourself in making those decisions and know that you can get all the advice in the world, but ultimately at the end of the day, the decision is yours. And however that decision turns out is your responsibility, right? And what I mean by that is a lot of times we become indecisive. So we ask friends and or whoever for advice. They give us that advice. We take that advice. We do the thing. And it doesn't turn out right or the way that we want it to. And so we blame that person for their advice. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, sort of thwarting responsibility. And reality is we have to take responsibility for our actions and our own decisions. And this energy this month can be reminding you of that and pushing you to, you know, take advice, you know, get, you know, brainstorm, you know, share ideas. But at the end of the day, know that the decision is yours and the sort of consequences of that decision are also yours, and to take responsibility for those. Your decisions this month, of course, could create some kind of turning point in your experience. So there might be something where you've been procrastinating on making a decision about it. This month will likely push you to, you know, go for it, whatever it may be. And you'll likely see some kind of turning point, right? Like once we put things in motion, once we, just like Flamingo kind of indicated, once we take that first step, we move the energy, we start the process, and then we start to see the wheels start to turn in that direction, right? So you could see some big turning points this month for you. And you'll be able to work with whatever shows up for you and make decisions as they come in. This could definitely be a month of lots of needing to make decisions. So just kind of be prepared for that. And if that gives you anxiety, you'll have to find a way to move through that where you feel confident in yourself and your decisions, right? Trust yourself and your decisions. You can always redirect. You can always, you know, change directions. The other thing I would say is this is definitely a month for adaptability. So, you know, like because there could be some major turning points this month, you may have to be adaptable, you know, like release control in the areas that you cannot control. And that will bring you so much more comfort. And it might not feel comfortable in the moment, but it'll bring you so much more ease this month where there's not so much frustration. So control what you can control, but release what you can't. Sudden events, again, this month is filled with potentially big decisions. And sudden events could occur this month that sort of require your decision. And a lot of times the way that this sort of works is it comes in quickly, and so it needs a quick decision. And so there's not really time to get, you know, a million different, you know, a lot of different advice, so to speak, right? So there's not an opportunity to convolute the decision. It has to come from you. So you could find yourself in that space a bit this month. And again, those decisions will likely create some kind of turning point. It's not unlikely during this cycle to see change in location, change in jobs, change in relationships, but those areas that require change or that are changes needed, right? It's not going to just come in and haphazardly disrupt our life if there doesn't need to be that disruption. But if there needs to be that change, then you will likely see that come in this month, and you'll have to find your balance amidst sort of that process, right, of flux or change. And again, just find ways to be adaptable. So big energy this month for you all, but this is definitely a month for you all to shine. And so the decisions that you're making that help to put you in that position could prove to be successful this month. So I hope it's a great one. Okay, take care, eights. Bye for now.